Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Southern Equipment and Parts in Laurel is your go-to spot for all things tractor and heavy equipment. From sales to service and even locating that hard-to-find part, we can handle it all. We even have rentals. For all your tractor and heavy equipment needs, visit Southern Equipment in Laurel or call 601-651-4555.
I'll pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Okay, let's go. Monday, new week of the Eagle Hour. Kelly's doing his Dixie Darling imitation, so we're off to a great... That's the first time you've seen that, Demon?
I think he does it every day.
Okay, yeah, it's pretty ugly. welcome to the Super Talk Eagle Hour, broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg and Laurel. Bob, Kelly, and Dima. We're glad you're with us. Opening segment of our show every day is sponsored by Dickie's Barbecue Pit, a great place to take your family for a good meal and a great place to cater your next event. It's going to be a baseball Monday. Billy Odom's going to join us later in the show as a two-year starting pitcher for the Golden Eagles, who's now moving on. But we thought we'd get the head skipper back on the show, and we're glad to have Christian Ostrander back on the Eagle Hour. Coach, good talking to you. Guess we hadn't talked in a little bit, but always good to talk Southern Miss baseball.
Well, I appreciate y'all having me, and it's been a little bit, so look forward to chatting it up.
All right, lots to ask you about. First, let me start. You know, we threw out Billy Odom's name. He's coming on the show a little later to talk to us about his hopes for a professional baseball career. Now that the draft has come and gone, well, I guess the first and obvious question would be, have you been hit by any surprises, Coach? What is your analysis of the impact this year's draft has had on your club?
Well, I think we forecasted this pretty good. I think we tried to. We felt very confident, you know, that Nico and Dalton would get their opportunity. They did. As much as I'd love Billy to come back here, and he could have, I knew if he got an opportunity to sign, you know, whether through the draft or a free agent contract, that he would. And you know, love that guy to death. And you know, so thankful for his 2 years here, what he did, and chance for him to, you know, realize his dream of playing professional baseball. We support it 110%. So, you know, we knew that could be icing on the cake if he came back. And then really the other two, you know, with some of our signees, there's really a couple others that we thought could happen too, and it didn't, luckily. But DJ Layton, man, he, you know, great opportunity for him. He got the number he wanted, and, you know, you got to respect that. And then Lucas Ellisall, the junior college arm out of Chipola that we had signed, you know, we knew his intentions. He wanted to play pro ball. He didn't know if it happened, but it did. And, you know, there you go. So we tried to plan for it for sure. A little different than it felt 2 years ago.
Oh, for sure. The two that you brought in, in particular, I'm referencing, forgive me, I forgot the young man's name, the outfielder.
Joey.
Yeah. We sort of had the impression that you brought in some people through the portal, particularly that young man, in anticipation of losing like a Dalton McIntyre. Is that just speculation on our part? Is there any truth to that?
No, 100%. I mean, you know, we knew that was we weren't sure if it was in-house, that we had that piece already in-house. So, you know, you wanted to – where do we need to add? Where do we want to get, you know, a little older in some spots and offensively – you know, doing what we kind of did with, you know, with Joey and Ben. I mean, we feel very good, you know, about that. And, you know, so, we'll, you know, we'll see. Time will tell.
Coach Ostrander, can you give us an update as to some of the guys that were playing summer ball? I know Davis Gillespie was up on the Cape and some of the other guys and how they did this summer.
You know, I think it's still going. You know, the reports we get, some good, some, you know, numbers might not be where you want, but offered the experience factor and playing. A lot of things, you know, attributed to that. But, you know, I couldn't sit there and name them all, I'll be honest with you, but I know we've talked to them all, and everybody's, you know, feeling good, and it's being productive, and they're getting the reps that we want, whether it's maybe some guys are doing a different position or some guys are, you know, just needing getting more ABs or innings on a mound. And so, but all things seem to be, everybody's feeling good, and that's the most important thing. And, are enjoying their time.
I want to shift gears a little bit and talk about the NCAA ruling about the 34 scholarships, and there's some fact and fiction, you know, kind of floating around out there in the baseball general public sphere. Can you put it in layman's terms that what most people can understand, and where you know at this point the Southern Miss program fits in all that, although you probably wouldn't need to know something set in concrete until August?
Yeah, I mean, I think right now the legislation that they've, you know, proposed, or the proposal that's out there, is 34. You can have a 34-man roster with 34 guys on full scholarship. If you have that funds, if you have those means, if your university or your, you know, administration gives you that much, doesn't mean you have to have that. So it'll be very interesting to see how all that shakes out and what the number is. And there's going to be some that are going to be able to possibly get to that 34. There's going to be some that's going to be the halfway mark or more or whatever. And so it's going to be different across the board. And really, honestly, I've talked with our AD, Jeremy McLean, you know, about some things, but nothing in particular. And I know this, just like he's going to do everything. They're going to do everything they can to make sure that we remain, you know, competitive and what we need to do. So I have no concerns of that and what it looks like. So I think there's still a lot of things up in the air across the board with that. I think the proposal's real. I think that's something that could very well, you know, come to fruition. But I still think there might be some more details that are being worked out with that.
And are you in favor of that, Coach?
Man, yeah, I'm all for it. You know, I mean, it's more – we've kind of bellyached a long time about, you know, wanting more scholarships for baseball, you know, wanting more coaches. Well, they gave us a coach. Now they're giving us the scholarships. You know, now the challenge is, you know, funding that stuff. But I think it's great. You know, the more we can, you know, take care of these guys, I think the better. I mean, without it being, you know, excessive by any means. But, you know, so I'm for whatever, you know. I mean, to me, I'm not going to, you know, we don't have a say in it, you know. So whatever they tell us we're doing, we're going to do it. We're going to do it the best of our ability.
Coach, the roster reduction from 40 to 34, though, what type of trickle-down effect will you have? I know a lot of baseball writers have said it was probably due anyway because there are some, in their opinion, D1A athletes that really should be playing junior college or 1AA. To which you say what?
You know, I think every program's different. Every program's got a different model, you know. You know, we've been one for many, many years that hasn't really been very excessive. You know, whatever our number was, we tried to – you might have one or two over it, you know, whatever. It was never oversigning or things of that nature. And I think, you know, so for us, I'm not concerned, you know, about that. I think, you know, where our numbers are pretty – you know, pretty easy to manage those to get to where we want to. Sure, there might be some changes here and there, or it might make you have a different outlook on the rest of your 2025 class and moving forward your 26 class. You know, but it's, you know, we're well within a comfortable range of being able to handle that.
Coach, good to hear from you again. And I have two questions for you. First, I wanted to hear about your time over at Team USA and just what that experience was like getting to coach the young pitchers over there. Then I have a follow-up on that.
Yeah, that was a tremendous experience. So thankful to have gotten the opportunity. And, you know, just it was great. It was a busy 12 days, but got to be around some awesome coaches. You know, Coach Gary Gilmore from Coastal, Justin Hare, who's now at Ohio State, and others, and just being around some great baseball minds, but then also some new players, you know, some really good players, and getting. I'm about relationships. I love that part of it. And you know what? I don't. You know, that's what I did there for those 12 days. Just got to know these guys, and you know, still get some texts from them, and you know, checking in, whatever, and you know, so it's. That's what baseball is all about. But it was a great experience. First-class operation, Team USA Baseball at Cary, North Carolina. Eric Campbell and his staff do a tremendous job. And, man, it was first class, and it was a lot of fun.
And looking ahead to 2025, I know a lot of us in the media and stuff like to kind of piece together. Do you have an idea of who those non-conference games might be yet? I know Louisiana Tech probably has to make the return trip for a weekend series, but do you have any idea who maybe the first few weekends are at Southern Miss?
Yeah, go ahead, Coach. Just break the schedule right now on the Eagle
in 2025?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, it's done. I can tell you every game if you want me to, but I won't. But I got to save something for somebody.
So, give us a hint. Could you give us a hint?
it's going to be good baseball. We got to earn it. I can tell you that. So it's another schedule that's just like we've been doing for so many years here. That's going to be very challenging. And but if you go out there and you win games with it, you're going to be in a conversation, you know, at the end to hopefully host postseason baseball.
Well, Coach, when will the schedule be released? When will you be able to come on the Eagle Hour and talk to us about everybody we're going to be playing?
Man, if I had to guess, I need to talk with our SID, Jack Duggan, and I'll submit that to him. And then it has to go through a lot of parameters with the school and things. And when they give us, you know, that opportunity or tell us we can, you know, we will. So I don't really know how all that chain of command works with that. But, you know, once it's official, I definitely would love to get back on there and talk with y'all about it.
Well, this can be your first stop, Coach, the day that they tell you. That's a standing invitation. All you have to do is reach out and tell us. All right, can you hang around a few more minutes, Coach?
Sure.
Coach Christian Ostrander on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Can you see the smile on my face, Kelly? We're talking baseball.
Yeah, well, you pulled one more paper chain off of your it's filled up your whole office there, Bob.
I'm already counting the days, Coach. That's what they're laughing about. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour Monday edition still to come on the program. Billy Odom going to join us here in a few minutes. Going to continue right after this, our conversation with Coach Oz. This segment sponsored by Campus Book Mart on Hardy Street, where you get all your Southern Miss apparel. Who told me just this past weekend that she said, look around, you see how quiet this store is? And I go, yeah. She said, that's because baseball is over. So, lots of baseball apparel still at Campus Book Mart. I actually bought another shirt this. I needed.
And Bob, what did you drive there in?
Well, I drove there in a car that I bought from my official auto dealer of the Super Talk Eagle
And that
Hour,
would be?
Genesis of Hattiesburg.
Tell me about
those.
That's
what's called a Segway, Demo.
I like that. I like it.
Genesis sedans and SUVs are the finest luxury vehicles on the road today. You've ridden in mine.
I have.
Visit there. You can visit the all-new Genesis showroom on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Whether you're in the market for a car or not, go check it out. They would love to have you. We're visiting with Coach Christian Ostrander, and thanks for putting up with our foolishness, Coach. We'll get back now. We'll get now back to baseball. All right, so we know who's gone. You finished your run with Team USA. Your team had a spectacular finish to the season. I'm going to ask you a second question about that in just a moment. But now that it's all behind you from a personal standpoint, have you had a chance to look back and look at the first year from the minute you were named the new head coach until you got back from Team USA? And what's your thoughts? What kind of year personally has it been, Coach Oz?
Well, it's been a blessing, you know. I mean, it's been everything I dreamed of, and, you know, so there'll never be a complaint out of me with it, no matter how busy you get or frustrated or whatever. I mean, you know, so it was just – it was great. It was awesome. It was everything I, you know, could ask for, and – you know, just very thankful and for, you know, to have this opportunity for sure. So, but, you know, kind of my nature, I've never been one to really think about, you know, what you've done and all that, or really allow you to enjoy that moment too much. Cause it's, you know, I don't like losing that edge, and, you know, and I think you just got to keep plugging, man. The next one's coming, and preparation for that and stuff. Don't get me wrong. There was times for hugs and, you know, and stuff and success, you know, celebrating some successes, you know, and throughout that time, but, you know, they're pretty short-lived because it's all about the next one.
Well, you ended up, your season ended up coming to a conclusion at the hands of the team that no one could beat when it was all said and done, won the national championship. But boy, when you look back, how courageous your kids were, that come from behind win in the conference championship game, played so hard in Tennessee. I mean, 1 to 10, Coach, I'm going to guess a 10 in how proud you were with the tenacity that this team was tenacious in the last third of the season.
They were, you know, they really came together. They really became a team that we all saw played some really good baseball, and they got after it. They never quit. And that's what, you know, us as a staff, we were most proud of, to see, you know, kind of it happened. It come together. And you want it to be from pitch one in February to the end. And sometimes it happens quicker than others. And there's programs out there it never happens for. And, you know, so you can't take it for granted. It's not an easy thing to attain. But when this group really took ownership and just said, you know what, they're tired of hearing it from us, they're going to be the voices and do it. And they did it. And it was evident. And, you know, and it created a really cool thing to watch.
Coach, I'm curious about the recovery road for McCarty English and I forget his name, but McCarty English especially, is he able to throw this fall at all? And even Matt Adams, are they on the good road to recovery since their injuries?
Yeah, McCarty, talked with him a couple days ago. He got cleared by the doctor. Everything looks great, 100% clean health, bill of health. And so he's starting a throwing, an interval throwing program. It's about an 8 to 10 week process. Then we'll start, you know, bumping him on the mound and stuff. So we'll see McCarty this fall. You know, he might have a little different schedules than the other guys, a little slower pace. But, no, I mean, there's no reason to think he's not going to be back better than ever. As for Matt Adams, man, Matt's been working his tail off. He's 100% clean release. Looks good throwing pins once a week. I really like where he's at. So looks like the old Matt Adams to me.
Is there any player or pitcher you might hold back a little bit into the fall training?
You know, probably not, because nobody's off this summer collecting a ton of innings. I got a few arms out there that are getting experience and building confidence and stuff. But you know, we got, you know, 9 new pitchers coming in, maybe yeah, I think 9, and 8 of them are freshmen, and by design. I love it. I can't wait. And you know, so it's going to be fun watching this fall, watching growth and things of that nature. And the guys, the returners that are back, you know, they took their break this summer for the ones that needed a break. So I think you'll see everybody active pretty much this fall.
Coach, I'm going to ask you a question that a lot of people have asked me. They'll say, well, Dalton McIntyre got drafted in the 19th round. Billy Oldham signing a free agent deal. Those guys had a year of eligibility left. If you weren't, you know, their thought was, well, if you're not picked in the first 5 or 6 rounds, why even bother? You know, but I'm saying, look, these kids' dream has always been to play in the big leagues. You've got it looking at you right in the face. Why not take it? But there are legitimate reasons as to why they would go other than their desire to play baseball. Kind of answer the question that so many people have asked me.
Sure, it's about leverage. You know, as long as you have a year of eligibility to go back to a college, then somebody trying to get you, persuade you not to go to take this, you know, pro deal, they can offer you more money. You exhaust all your eligibility, and they know it. They know, well, are you going to say no? You know, what are you going to go do? And so they can offer you a plane ticket if they want. And so, you know, that's kind of that. And, you know, and like I said with Billy, with more, you know, signing a free agent gig, you know, Billy's played 5 years of college baseball and done it well, and he wanted that opportunity, and he's healthy now, and, you know, and might as well try it then, so which I couldn't have been more happy for him. You know, selfishly, going to miss him greatly, and make sure you tell him that when y'all talk to him, but and I know he knows that, but, you know, but very happy for him. He came here and he left his mark on Southern Miss.
And perhaps in years past, the numbers might be a little more even, and I don't even know if there's any data that would indicate what percentage of guys who are drafted in the later rounds wind up, you know, signing and how many come back. But I would think more and more kids are signing regardless. Is that reasonable?
I think there's no doubt. I think it's a 20-round draft. Used to be 40, 50, 60. I mean, you know, it used to go on infinity, it seemed like. And then now, you know, so, yeah, there's a lot of good players that don't get the chance. And so regardless of what round you're in, yeah, I mean, the earlier, the more money, the whatever, I get it. But they're getting an opportunity, period, is what it's all about.
Coach, one name that floated around a little bit, there was some concern he would get drafted. Apparently, well, obviously that didn't happen, is Ozzie Pratt. Number one, is Ozzie Pratt going to be back on the team? And number two, put in perspective how great he was. We sat around here a lot last year and said, well, if he hadn't had to replace Dustin Dickerson, people would be saying Ozzie Pratt was one of the great shortstops that ever played here. He was tremendous, Coach.
There's no doubt. I mean, Ozzie, you know, I was just telling that to somebody earlier today, we were talking about it and his influence and excitement about him being back. I said, you know, what he did was hard to do, to replace a legend and Dickerson that played such a good shortstop and was a good offensive player. I mean, Ozzie did it. I mean, you know, Dusty's Dusty, Ozzie's Ozzie, and no, we're not comparing them, but I'm just saying from a production and helping the team become a good team, Ozzie did a great job of that. And, you know, yes, he's coming back. He can't wait. We can't wait. And, you know, so it's we're looking forward to it. Talked to him the other day, and he's chomping at the bit to get back.
How much of your starting nine in 2025 is already in Coach Oz's head?
Let me look at it. I'm out here looking at the field from the suites right now. So let's see, one, two, three. It's pretty good amount, you know, that you feel good about. A lot different than you felt last year, but we got some really good players, some young talent that are going to push these guys, some freshmen that are going to push these guys, and then a couple portal pieces from a position player standpoint. And from the pitching side of it, I can't wait. You know, I think they'll be very competitive. There's, you know, maybe not as much proven experience from the starting pitching role, but I really like the pieces that we have and to watch them grow and continue to mature.
From a scholarship, and back, one final question about the roster changes going to 34 potentially in 2026. Will that handicap you in any way as you go to recruit the class of 26? Will you be held back, Coach, or are you going to hit the ground running regardless?
We just got back from Atlanta. I got back Saturday evening. Two other coaches got back yesterday. And from one of the best events you can be at to see 26s and 27s. And you can, on August 1st, we can start making phone calls to them. And then September 1st, you start bringing them on campus. And so we got a great list. We feel very good about our list and now the process of courting them. And we'll have them on campus this fall. And nothing's changing from that end. We're gonna rock and roll and get what we feel like we need to get.
All right, Coach. We really appreciate you being on the Eagle Hour. You know how we feel about the baseball program, and we're here any day you want to talk Southern Miss baseball. All you got to do is let one of us know. You have a standing invite here, Coach.
Well, I appreciate it. Appreciate it all. And I mean to make sure y'all tell Billy I said hello when y'all get him on the next segment. He's a fine young man.
All right, Coach. Thanks. Coach Christian Ostrander, everybody. Overlooking the Pete as we talk. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're, again, not rebuilding. They're reloading. And you can tell that he's really looking forward to getting those young arms and teaching them the right way.
They're going to hurt a lot of feelings next year, aren't they?
Yeah, too bad.
I love how I said that. I'm ready to get the young arms in. So many people on top. We need all the transfers. I'm ready to start developing my pitchers.
Let's go. Let's start the season back today. We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right. Of course, we want to thank Coach Oz spending the first half hour with us. Coach Will Hall for the first half hour of the Eagle Hour tomorrow. This segment sponsored by 4th Street Bar and Grill, where you can get a great lunch. You can always get a great pool boy sandwich. All the big games are always on TV. Kelly Sander may be down there, you know, like in a Speedo playing pool or something.
Okay. That's only when they want it to close early.
No, that's how they close it down early.
Yeah. I didn't need to picture that today.
Yes.
No, I was having a good day so far.
We shouldn't have done that to Billy Odom either. He's trying to concentrate. Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. You can hear it anytime you like on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Well, as we mentioned, Billy Odom is on the phone with us. He's in Florida right now. And before we get started, I want to tell you that the last thing Coach Oz said to us was, be sure you tell Billy how much we love him and how much we're going to miss him and how happy we are for him. So we pass that message along to you, Billy Odom. Two great years here. You really became, in a lot of ways, one of the real fan favorites of the team. Billy, did 2 years of playing Southern Miss baseball change you in any way? And if it did, how did it change you?
Oh, I mean, 100%. Playing baseball for Southern Miss for any amount of time, I think, changes you as a person. You know, you get welcomed into the family. You know, the fans, you know, like you said, took a liking to me. But in general, just the fans that support the team and the whole town, it's just, you know, it's something special about being in Hattiesburg. So, you know, 100% changed my life, changed, you know, my love for baseball, my love for playing and performing in front of everybody. I've nothing like it, honestly.
Two great years too. I mean, when you came here, could you have envisioned that, you know, you were going to be on a two-time conference champion, divisional champion, super regional team? It was quite a ride, wasn't it?
Yes, sir. I definitely knew I'd be on teams that good. I just didn't know what role I'd have when I first came down. You know, was very confident in my abilities, but, you know, when I came here and, you know, Tanner Hall was the starter, and then we had Nico and Matt Adams my first year and worked my way into there, and then this past year, me and Nico pitched a ton, and then the guys like Chandler Best, you know, were some of the older guys that I hung out with the most, but, you know, great players. And like I said, I knew the teams were going to be that great. I just didn't know how much I was going to be able to impact them.
So, Billy, you don't make the 20-round draft. How did the kind of process go? You get the call and you get the undrafted free agent deal.
Yes, sir. So, talked with Coach Oz for most of the year, and he knew, and we kind of had an idea that it was my fifth year of school and unlikely to make the 20-round draft. It happens, but pretty rarely. So Coach Oz and all the coaches, Coach Bradford, had told me that someone most likely will come around asking me to sign after the draft. And had talked to a couple teams, and as soon as it ended, I didn't hear anything for a couple of days. And, you know, I was fully prepared to come back to school. Had already talked with Coach Oz, and he said, you know, don't give up. Maybe someone will reach out this week. And, you know, stayed positive and got a call on Friday. And by Saturday morning, I had accepted the offer. And then Monday at 9 a.m., I was in Fort Myers.
So it sounds like to me, Billy, signing with the Twins, it sounds like to me it was more of an age deal than anything else.
I believe so. That's typically what I've learned, just watching the draft and seeing guys who get taken and don't. And, you know, I know we had a ton of pitchers on our staff this year that were good enough. One that comes to mind is just Chandler Best. You know, he's an incredible lefty throwing in the low 90s, but the age thing it appears to be a factor. And so when the offer came up for me, I had kind of no choice but to take it, because I know a lot of good, not a lot, but I know a couple good pitchers that have done their sixth years, guys kind of in my boat that were D3, got the extra COVID year and used it and have not heard anything, and they've been great pitchers. So I would have been very open and excited for another year in Hattiesburg. However, I've seen some guys that I thought would get a shot not. So once I got the call, I was ready to take it.
And I'm sure the Twins pointed that out as well, you know, as a bargaining chip to try to get you to sign. But please tell us that as you've reported to Fort Myers, which is the younger guys in the Twins organization start at Fort Myers, that they did not require you to cut your hair.
No, they were fine with the hair. I might want to cut it a little myself with how hot it is and how sweaty I get, but most likely I'm going to deal with it. I'm going to deal with it and keep it. But no, it's not like the Yankees. I can, you know, grow a little beard if I want to and keep the hair long.
Yeah, that would have been a deal breaker to me, Bob.
You can't do that on the Yankees, huh?
Oh, no facial hair.
Really?
Is that a thing? Right?
Well, when you're the Yankees, you know, you can
do
pretty
what
much,
you want to do.
But to me, if you're Billy Oldham, that, you know, that's who was the
Samson.
Samson, yeah.
You can't make him cut his hair.
No,
I mean,
of course
come
not.
On, man.
Yeah.
Billy, look back at your time at Southern Miss. Is there any one night, any one day that really jumps out at you that you think will always be burned in your brain?
I would have to say probably the Super Regional first game that I got to start. You know, it was usually going to be Tanner Hall, but due to the pitching and with the way the regional went before that and he had started again, I got to start the first game, which, you know, was just unbelievable for my first year. I was super excited, and then I was able to pitch, you know, really well for the first 4.5 innings before the rain delay, and then and then we had the whole rain delay, and I went back out, struck out one more batter, and I mean, those moments, I just remember the fans. It was just so packed, looking into the stands, looking into the roost. I mean, that game and that day, I'll just remember forever.
Well, you do realize if that game hadn't been stopped because there was a lightning bolt on the west side of Purvis, the way you were pitching, we would have won that game, Billy Odom, and we would have won that Super Regional tournament. I think that, and I say that kind of facetiously, but in a way, I'm not. I really think that when they stopped that game the way you were pitching, and then when we came back, had to burn up our best relief pitcher, I think that played out the way probably it should have played out weather-wise, the way you were dealing. I think we would have been in one great spot to go to the World Series, Billy. Do you ever think about that?
Almost every night I think about that. I totally agree with you there. We were ready to go. That game, we had it in our hands. We were going to 100%. You hit the nail on the head. I agree with you on that one.
So, Billy, in the next 2 months going forward, what's on your calendar, or do you know at this point?
So we've been doing a lot of meetings and stuff as an entire draft class, which is, you know, apparently not every team does that. Some guys are already shipped off to low A, high A, but for here we've kept everyone, and we've just done meetings and getting to know everybody, and I kind of like the way they do it here. So that, I mean, I think that was awesome. I've gotten to know some of the hitters, some of the guys we played against, like Kyle DeBarge and Derek Bender, those guys that we faced for 2 years, they're here, and I've slowly become friends with them. And so we're just building up throwing again. I'm in the group of guys who threw a lot this past spring and will most likely just build up and throw a couple live outings in September, but not ready yet because of how much we've thrown. So I think I'm just going to be here mostly working out and throwing and building up a little bit before I get sent home for first off season.
And in your last 2 years at Southern Miss, what in your skill set improved the most from start to finish?
100% would be my mindset, pitching for Coach Oz, and that, I mean, there's a lot of metrics and stuff that have gotten better, but just the way I go about pitching and the way I can, you know, control my energy, control my mind, and control my focus per outing, and going pitch by pitch, and just, you know, looking at the game and making sure you don't let the moment get too big or get sped up. I think something I hadn't really thought about in my time before that, I just go out there and pitch, and now being able to understand the mental side of it, something that I learned specifically from Coach Oz, and that'll be with me forever.
Billy, it's been a great pleasure watching you play here, and you are forever a Golden Eagle. You realize that, right? You can never get that out of your blood now.
Oh, of course. I wouldn't want it any other way.
We wish you nothing but the best. We're all going to be following you and looking forward to watching you continue your career on the professional level. Thank you for everything, Billy Odom.
Oh, thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, Billy Odom down in Florida getting ready with other guys trying to take a shot, huh, Kelly?
Tanner Hall, Matt Wallner. I mean, the Twins really do like Southern Miss.
They do.
Little question about that, is there?
They know what they're getting. You know?
That's good for him.
For sure.
That's good for him. All right, Billy Odom, what a great pitcher he was here. All right, don't forget about Mo Bay Beignet Company, the official beignet store of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. I hadn't announced this yet, but I'm going to try to work on we had that beignet eating contest between Kelly and Luke. I'm going to try to arrange one between Kelly and Dima. and see if Kelly would be embarrassed. Could you take him, Dima?
I can't. I could not.
He was weak. I'm going to be honest with you.
Well, I don't even think I can have beignets. I'm allergic to egg.
Well, you might not. His appearance is deceiving when it comes to that. He was not very competitive.
His Gen Zers are allergic to everything, including work.
Found a Country Cleaner since 1983, Hattiesburg's original almost dry cleaners. Do a lot of great stuff, steam pressing, shirt laundry, minor alterations, of course, dry cleaning. Across from USM on Hardy Street, 601-264-4920. Eagle Hour continues after this.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back. Thanks to Billy Odom. Baseball Monday on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Football Tuesday. Will Hall joins us for the first half of the show tomorrow. We'll look forward to hearing from Coach Hall. And we're going to cover every sport for you here on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. This segment sponsored by DBAT on Hardy Street. Great place for baseball, softball training, state-of-the-art facilities, of course. Expert coaching and counseling is just a great place to take any child who wants to be the best they can be in baseball and softball. And they've got it all for you right there at DBAT on Hardy Street. We're very lucky to have that facility here in Hattiesburg. All right, last segment of the Monday show, and Dima's got some updates for us.
Yeah, so we had a busy weekend in Southern Miss News. We can start with a couple of trades in the big league level. First and foremost, the Washington Nationals acquired right-handed pitcher Tyler Stewart, former Southern Miss pitcher, in a trade. They received some Jesse Winker for Tyler Stewart. So Tyler Stewart is now a New York Mets player. So he's headed over there. And then also for the Golden Eagles, another trade involving a last year's player in Matthew Etzel. He was obviously in the Oilers organization. He's now being traded to the Tampa Bay Rays in a...
You said the Oilers.
The Orioles.
Orioles, me. Okay.
Orioles, right. Orioles. I'm thinking of hockey.
Yeah.
Orioles, the Baltimore Orioles, and so he's now with the Tampa Bay Rays in a three-way trade. So that happened over this weekend for Major League Baseball.
Yeah, and the trade deadline is tomorrow night, I think, at 6:30.
Yeah. And so there might be more moves involving Southern Miss players. And then Zay Franks, quarterback for Southern Miss football, announced on Facebook on Saturday that he is out for the season with a neck injury. So that's another piece of the secondary that's now – won't be playing, won't be a depth piece. I think he was battling for a potential starting job, so that's a pretty significant loss for Southern Miss. And Sam Sklar reporting that for Hattiesburg American that Jace Norton has committed to Southern Miss baseball, according to his social media outlets. And that's a Mississippi State transfer, 6'5" infielder, and I believe he redshirted for the Bulldogs last season. So a lot going on in Golden Eagle news over the weekend.
Well, it's always good to see a kid be able to move up to a better academic institution and a better baseball program. So, congratulations.
Yeah, a team that's got a shot at going somewhere.
Correct. Exactly right. Yeah, exactly right.
You're talking about the kid from Mississippi State.
Yeah, we're talking about
him. Of course, yeah. All right, so what your impressions of Billy Odom? I mean, here's a kid that he's there to take his shot. He made it real clear, you know, that he really didn't have another option. And kind of maybe put a little bit in perspective of the kind of pressure these kids face. Coach Oz kind of gave us some similar insight off air, you know, to DMAC. Boy, they put the squeeze on them, Kelly, and it's a business. You can come now on our terms, or there probably won't be any terms.
And again, you're appealing to that dream, right? Here it is, right before you. The dream is right here before you. It's not going to be guaranteed next year at all.
Nope.
So here it is. It would be very tempting. It would be. it would be very tempting not to do it, but
you can understand,
though. Of course. That's what they dream of their entire
and
life.
And let me say this to our listeners, and this came across very clearly, both on and off the air with Coach Oz. They support these kids 1,000% when they sign these contracts and leave their program.
And the thing about Billy Oldham that gets missed, Dima, to me, here's a kid from Connecticut, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's about as far into the New England area, very little in common probably with where he was moving to Hattiesburg. That says a lot for the Southern Miss program because, look, when you're that far away from home, I don't care how big or strong
that's
you are.
Tough.
Yeah, they're still emotionally young men, and that's for him
that's
to do that
tough,
and
yeah.
to flourish, good for him.
Yeah, and you got to think of, like, when you have a transfer coming into Southern Miss, they're coming here to excel. They're coming here to make the major leagues. You know, they're not coming here as a freshman and staying all the way through whenever. They're coming here to get to the major leagues, to the big leagues. So when you have an offer like that, and you heard Billy Oldham. We just heard him. Christian Ostrander was telling me, keep waiting. They're going to call. So they're very much persuasive of these kids going to the big leagues. And, you know, Billy Oldham was terrific. But, I mean, he would be, what, 26 next
very,
year?
They're very supportive of him.
Correct. And, I mean, man, 26 getting drafted. I mean, that is, I can't see it. It was probably – I mean, it was probably a no-brainer for Billy Oldham to – you gotta take it. And people try to compare the NFL draft and the MLB draft. Some people come back for the NFL to start upping their draft stock in the first round because that money is very different from number one to round five. But you cannot compare the MLB draft to the NFL draft. If you get selected in the MLB draft or an undrafted free agent, especially as a fifth-year player, you're going.
And I think you're seeing a trend here with Southern Miss. What position is being drafted more than any other out of Southern Miss now?
That's true.
Pitchers.
They like pitchers, don't they?
Well, yeah, like I said, it's the beginning, it's the end, it's everything in between. But if that trend continues, and there's no reason to think that it wouldn't, it sends the message to potential, you know, high school kids across.
It's a recruiting tool.
Correct. Southern Miss is pitching you.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've got good pitchers, you're going to be in every game every season.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, we'll miss Billy Oldham, but we want him to have a great and successful career.
And don't cut the hair.
That's right. No, man, don't ever do that. All right, Will Hall on the show tomorrow. First two segments, we're going to talk football. If you got any questions you'd like for us to ask Coach Hall, you can message us on our Facebook page, and we'll pass the questions along. And we're going to see if he'll speak to Dima. We're not really sure if he'll take any questions from Dima.
Oh, man.
But we're trying to work Dima back into his good grades. It was because of predicting only four wins. Is that right? All right, that wraps up the Eagle Hour for today. Back tomorrow at 1, Southern Miss.
To the top.
To the sea, fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free. I
a Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.